Most important thing what we are taking now together is what Parampuja Gurudev used to say, one family thinking about something useful things as if in the family. And we are trying to make a family of the whole humanity in one. Well, that's how it goes. So today, the ball is in your people. Anyone, anything, any question or any discussions or something you want to leave, something about life itself. Anyone of our, any guru, if you were as if for 2 hours, his work, your work, anyone. But it should be done, if you are done for 2 hours work, they will get the same speed of living in evolution. So it is not only that for only Parampuja Gurudev's words or theosophy, you can talk of any guru, and if I know about something about him, well, it's okay. But the thing is, every day out of 24 hours, for 2 hours, you will do a work of your guru's work. This is the problem. Yesterday was something with Parampuja Gurudev and Theosophy, not of that. Anyone. But you should work for his work. Not for any blessings, or you are doing something for your personal sadhanas or anything. It should be linked with Parampuja Gurudev's work. It is the time now when the whole yuga, Satya Yuga, well, there are so many Gurujis. And do you think that other gurus don't have to do that much? Anyone can do that. Or you can put it easily, 1 year is equal to 50 years. I am telling the same thing. If you want 1 hour, well, it is 50 years grow. But it is a work for Parampuja Gurudev, which helps that you are in this 1 year work, in this day, you have said something what the Guruji has said, so that the evolution can grow. What I am trying all of you to understand is, it is the time which is important in all the three levels. whether you are in the physical world or in the dream state or in the sleep state, the basic thing is about time. Go ahead, answer with your questions. Time and level of consciousness. Jagruta, Swapna, Sushupti. You people give some answers. Upwards development into higher plans. Kriya Yoga is supposed to give faster results. Client to explain the process. Anything which you do, your guru or any guru, that you should do a particular thing, the time you spend is in that way. 1 year is equal to 50 years. Am I clear, Ratnakar? There is nothing to think about doing something fast. Whatever Parampuja Gurudev says, if you are giving this, so that it has gone to someone else. Well, a guru is always much faster than that. 1 year is equal to 50 years is a few seconds for the Gurudevs. Again and again, I want you all to be very clear that any 1 year time you give only for Parampuja Gurudev's work, especially naturally, Parampuja Gurudev, Sri Ram Sharma Acharya, who is Yugadrashta, Taponishta,
Nishkalanka Prajnavatara, Vedamurti, Taponishta, Yugadrashta, Nishkalanka Prajnavatara.
That is what I want to do, and my people too. Those who are with me, naturally I would like to join with this work. But with anyone who does for this, well, it is always right. That is the same thing. It is not only Parampuja Gurudev's time. Any guru can give that time. That's why he is the guru. And all gurus is one. That you should always remember. How can we achieve
heaven on earth?
With Samaidan. Very good. By doing the sadhara, we will be shielding you. Is it possible to disclose how it works? Well, the easier thing is, one who is using a shield knows how to do it, and who doesn't know it, how can he do it? So the answer is very clear. That is the question for those who are giving me the shield. But if all of you who are talking about this particular thing which I am asking, is at present I am thinking with three levels of consciousness. Three in one always, even now. I am working in the physical wakeful consciousness. I am talking with you all. I am trying to dream with dreams who are really dreaming. I am not taking a daydreaming thing. So naturally I will be taking with them who are asleep but are in sleep dreams. And in the sleep state, well, I can't say I will do anything for them, but because Parampuja Gurudev is there, I am with him, what should I say, like a nurse, or giving him something to give something. So that's that. That's why I ask many people that don't come and meet me. How can we achieve heaven on earth with Samadhan? Yes, that's interesting. The first thing is, whenever we talk about these Parampuja Gurudev's Daan, they are actually three in one. So whenever there is a Samadhan, there is a time of, what I should say, not only money, but the instruments or something. Samadhan, Amshadan, right. Amshadan and Prathabhadan. When I say you are using your 2 hours every day, there are three are naturally used. Because when I say Amshadan, it is not at all money only. You are something, anything you want. And of course your talents you are naturally used in the Samadhan. Is it clear now? The question for that? I am waiting. Or you also can talk if you want to give something to your own way. You people can talk through you also. Here on the same web page. And that I would like more. So something about any... The Samadhan we do feels very small. How can it achieve such a mammoth purpose? Yeah, that's a very interesting question. How? If in 1 year 1,000 people are working for 1 hour, think there is a factory, they are developing something. 1,000 people. And now, if they are doing for 1 year, do you know how much thing goes on? Do you know when the car is being developed in the car factories, in 1 or 2 hours, they bring out about, say, 10 to 15,000 cars fully. Because one by one is simple part, a wheel puts one, the other one feels something. In 1 year you get a full car, thousands of cars in 1 hour by so many people working together, synchronized, but knowing very clearly what part of work they are doing. In those 5 minutes work, how many people it will go? A very clear Savita Dhyan in KDS2. And well, it is Parampuja Gurudev's work. That is what I am telling you. All of you can do the work, the same thing, too many people. If each man can tell at least one medicine, KDS2 page, to someone new, page 42 meditation, all of you in Andhra Pradesh, to their own friends, whether they hear it or not, in your relatives, in your friends, wherever you are going at all, you tell, my Parampuja Gurudev has said this medicine, I wanted you to know it. And then what will happen? When you tell this 5-paragraph talk with you, to how many people it will go? If you want really, to anyone you are doing in your own web or in your mobile or in your telephone, or maybe you are talking in a bus or train or somewhere else, going to somewhere, do you know my Parampuja Gurudev has said that this is meditation? Then what happens? Am I very clear? That simple meditation can be said to 1,000 people every day. What is the role of Savita Dhyan versus active effort? You know, when you are talking this, I am not said whether you are doing Savita Dhyan. I am said to someone saying that Param Pujya Gurudev has given this Savita Dhyan as a power whereby the energy of sun can be utilized to the world. It is physical plane. If my clarity is not real in how to go to, you can discuss it. You just don't think that because it's clear. All of you, when I am telling something and I say you can tell in 1,000 people to everyone within 3 or 4 minutes about Savita Dhyan to any friend, family one, anywhere. So if there are about 50 million with now, and with 10 people they can contact, well, daily, this 5 or 10 minute talk will be equal to that relation of time. This 5 minutes you have used is Param Pujya Gurudev's work. So it will be in that way. Let me clear to all of you who are hearing it. So that's how you should go ahead. This is one example I have taken. And if you really feel that you want to do something and you are not able to tell this, well, on this web you are talking, let us duck. Understand it. I can tell you how to utilize it. The thing is, whatever you are dying to Param Pujya Gurudev, or of any guru, to someone else, well, that is good. That is where the speed of time goes up. And the speed is, if you can yourself tell, to date how many minutes or how many hours you have given to others. That is why I said that if you are doing your meditation or doing your asanas, are doing your, japa, well, it will certainly help you to grow, no doubt about it. But the speed of 2 years is equal to 100 years will not be there. Why not? If you do your own thing, naturally you are much better than doing something else. Is it clear to all of you? All of you? Okay, now, what I am trying to tell is, now you can ask something you want to ask, anything you want to discuss, or some subject. And you know, when I am talking this talking, naturally I am going in that speed of time. Because I am talking something, so that all of you can grow. The same thing you can do in your family also. That's why when I talk about a film song, do you remember I told about karma, about prarabdha karma? Naturally, when I was that moment saying about a future dance, well, I am doing Param Pujya Gurudev's work or any guru's work. And naturally, the time goes, and as this answer, various people do various things as part of samadhan. Some of them see tangible results, while others do not. How do we maintain our motivated levels? I will give you a real fact of life in Siddhu Krishnamurti. You heard about Siddhu Krishnamurti? All of you know. As Madhuri, you know, so your question is very clear. Now you treat that one day at the time of Buddha, he was giving a lecture. There are about 6 to 7 thousand people. Buddha was giving the class. At that time, Buddha was able to speak in such a level of way that all those 6 or 5 lakh people were here able to hear him. About he was telling something. Today I don't remember exactly what he was telling about, but he was telling something about movement of the human body and meditation. Buddha was not telling about meditation. He was telling about some movement, you can say as a mudra, or maybe it was Buddha's mudra of sitting in meditation, in the lotus posture with the palms. Is it clear to all of you? I was telling about the talk of Buddha, say about 2500 years back. Okay? What was happening in Paliputra? Parampuja Gurudev, Buddha was giving his lectures. He was telling something about a mudra in meditation. So there are about 5 to 6 lakh people there. And beyond those 1 lakh people, somewhere a bit along away, Jiva Krishnamurti was just a cowherd man there, just using their cows to tend. He was not at all interested about Buddha or these 5 to 6 lakh people. Okay. Now, at that day, the Buddha was telling them how to meditate in the posture in a lotus foot with his both hands locked and kept in his lap. He just saw it, and maybe he must have heard about it. But suddenly what happened at that moment, a push is given to his evolutions, ego. He is a jivatma. Then, in next 48 years, he grow and grow and grow in such a way that now in this birth he became, well, Siddhi Krishnamurti. And almost has become the real, what should I say, the 11th avatar, who is not yet now here. After 10 hours. Okay, so now you are all understanding what I am telling? Just because he could hear what Buddha heard it, not very important. He didn't even knew what it was. But well, the ego, the jivatma, naturally knows everything. It took up. And well, he became Jiddu Krishnamurti in this birth. And there are the development of his 48 years births, how he became this one. And now, if you think that only when a cowherd heard it so carelessly could develop like that, today, now you are talking about these things, well, we don't know about our evolution. But well, Parampuja Gurudev said, the general development of your evolution will be about the speed of about 100 years. In 2 years, 2 hour time work you do. If 2500 years Jiddu Krishnamurti could learn about it and became now in 48 births. Now after 5000 years later, then Blavatsky has come and joined and done all these things. Then naturally Param Pujya Gurudev and other gurus say that this is the last birth where if you are really interested to know it, then you know what is the real ego, what your jivatma is. And much more is this 100-year time of Param Pujya Gurudev's centenary, because he is like the Einstein of spiritualism. Because if Einstein could say that matter is equal to energy, Param Pujya Gurudev says the same thing. The consciousness, your physical ego, which is now is completely wrapped in your darkness, it broke and you get your jivatma. Now it is almost like the atomic bomb of a matted, dark, living ego. When I am talking about ego, I am talking about the causal body. Well, it will be opened. It is almost like a atomic energy in our physical ego. So, well, anyone who are doing anything for this, they will get the result. But you should do for the Guru's work. So you should know the time you are wasting. Now you say that I will take now in a bus. I took about 1 year to go to a place and I can come back. That 2 hours has no meaning. The work must be done to the work of Param Pujya Gurudev's work. And what that may be anything for you is trivial. Is not so important. But it must be, you should know the difference between what you are doing and what you are doing, what Param Pujya Gurudev wanted you to do. The question is, how do we measure the success of our work? Is it clear to all of you? How do we measure the success of our work? Is this right? The answer is very easy, very easy. What are the red? Through our reactions to the events. No. Because we are not yet of that level where you can understand how the reaction is what Param Pujya Gurudev wanted it. Let us not worry about what Param Pujya Gurudev will be thinking and doing. That is the first thing which all of you should remember. You think about what Param Pujya Gurudev will be thinking, what you are doing, either right or wrong. Nothing, think about it. What you have to think is, Param Pujya Gurudev, if we can very clearly think about Param Pujya Gurudev, there are only two legs of his. The first step is Gayatri and the other step is Yajna. That all have two legs and right legs. So whenever we step, if you are thinking about bringing something about Gayatri, or if you are sending something to Yajna, you don't really care whether you are doing it where it white people, whether they are interesting or not, whether they are really interested or not. But if you are doing something about Gayatri to others, or if you are trying to give something to Yajna, Well, the time is 2 is equal to 100 years. Now, about yajna, it is okay. The physical yajna, physical yajna, or you can say the deepa yajna. But the important thing about yajna is that Gayatri Japa is also a yajna. So if you can increase the number of people doing Gayatri regularly, naturally the evolution is there. And if you can do Gayatri not alone in your house, but in a together of people, if you can give the number of people doing Gayatri regularly, it's good. If you do Gayatri yourself, it is your own. But a group of people are doing for the work of Gayatri, to work for the samaja. And you don't worry about to use your Gayatri to samaja. You give some money in your bank, and somewhere he sends it as a debt to a farmer. You don't even know what is happening, but your money is going to the farmer. Similarly, if you are doing a Gayatri, and if I can say about, we can do about 24 crore people through web, if you can understand in the entire world, if we can say about 24 people doing it for 100 days, 100 times, 24 lakh people, that takes about 5 or 7 minutes together, then it becomes 24 crores. So that's that. Are you able to understand? How's the number of japa going on?
Yes.
How much? I don't know about this number, millions, I don't understand. Put it in crores.
16,31,000.
Every day?
Every day.
Are you able to understand? Well, the japa people who are doing this is a group people doing it. So everyone who has given his minutes will be equivalent to, you saw the proportion. The time they are using is equal to 100. Am I clear about the proportion? So even doing japa togetherly, we don't know all them who are doing this 1 crore, I think it is. How much? 16,31,000 years per day. And suppose all of you can hand your hands and say you can increase this number. Well, you can make it a one day 24 lakh people doing it. The only thing is, that is how we link up. I think now you understand how to do your japa and doing Gayatri Yajna people japa. All of you understood? And these parijans of 44 lakhs, thousands, whatever time they are doing this, is no doubt about it. 2 hours is equal to 100 years. So whatever time they take for the mala, they can count it up. That is what I am telling. If we can say in Andhra Pradesh, can we not at this time for one mala from your own family, you can just ask every one of your family people. Well, you ask. We ask so many things, begging to an MLA or something for anything you want to their houses, and you can't ask this from your own relatives, friends, and friends and friends, well, you can very easily get 24 lakh people. And there, moreover, you are also doing 24 crores. Can you understand how the togetherness, the most important thing is, the modern day of the companies do their work, just as told about the cars. In 1 year or 2 years, they bring down thousands of fully well-colored cars. Now, am I clear that you want to know, after you have understood about the physical consciousness and the dream state, you want to know about how are you there for the sleep state? Many of you are telling me to tell about sleep state. That we know about sleep state, we need to know about Jagrat or wakeful state. What does it mean? Well, one example, a very crude, not a very clear answer, but you give me the answer. Why do you get in the railway sleeper state to a sleep berth? Sleep berth. When you want to train, you catch in the night for a sleeping coach number. Are you, if you understand this, what I am asking you is, you think about your question I am asking. You want a sleeping coach in a train when you are going in a night sleep train. We are getting a seat booked. We want a sleep berth in train when we travel during the night. Why? Because you want to sleep on it. Am I right? I am not doing a joking question. I am a serious question I am asking you. You are getting a sleeper berth, a train in night, and you want to train. Why? Because when you go there, go into your sleeper berth, well, you want to sleep. Is this clear? Okay? Be very clear. I think you should understand the question very clearly. I am asking you, what is the reason? No sleep coach is what Master says. We want a teacher who teaches how to sleep. Yes, that is exactly what I am trying to tell. But for that I want first you to think about what you are trying. You want to a sleeping coach. You give some money for it. You know where to go into the coach. Well, you will go into your sleep coach and you ask someone, or you have some alarm, and you sleep on the sleep coach. And when the time comes, it gives the rings, or someone asks you to get up, and you get up. This much you have understood about the sleep coach activity. I am very seriously asking you to understand this. There you will really understand what I am trying to tell you about sleep. Now, you have met some money. You wanted very fast to go to a place. And you have taken corrections or dangers around, and when you see that everything is okay, you go into your sleeping berth, you sleep. You are in sleep now in your berth. Am I clear now? You try to imagine what I am trying to tell you. You are in the berth, everything is right, and you are sure that at the correct time someone will see that you will get up, and you sleep. Very right. Now, and maybe sometime you take, you have got a sleeping bag, keep an alarm, very good, very good, and we sleep. Now you understand what I am trying to tell you about sleep state. Now I am talking about sleep state. Before going to the sleep state, you have prayed everything before you are going to sleep to know where you are again to sleep again. Am I clear?
Get up again.
But you sleep. Very clear? So when you go on a sleeping berth, you know you are going to sleep, and you exactly know where you have to go, and you also know at what time you have to get up. But you are sleeping. You are sleeping, but you have started from a point, and you are sure that you are going to a other different place. Am I right? The sleep you have understood in the sleep part? Very good. Now actually, when someone dies, he knows where he is going to birth in another mother's train birth. Pregnancy, he knows from where he has started, and he knows where to be born again, even though now you don't know where you are going there. Maybe when you are going to a very, very new place, it is something like that happening. You know that you go there, someone will see that I am, asks us to come down, and well, I come down. You got about the physical mother's birth? Very clear to you all? Now, when you go into such a train birth, you have a very clear reason to go there. Am I clear? On the train birth, you could take it as a mother's birth, but you certainly know that you are entered here, and tomorrow or whatever time, you are very clear where it will be down there, and you also know where to go there after you come down of the birth. Very clear? What can't you know about your destination of your physical train tomorrow night, so that it reaches what it wanted to know tomorrow morning? You think you know, but no, you don't know. You don't have a destination. Your physical body, your desire body, your mental body desires. And well, you get up and wake up in the office, you have to do this. And when a mother has to do some special food, she already knows that what she has to do from the morning for the feast. But all these decisions are, whether they are physical or they are about the family or in the society, that integrates other things, going to what we say to your office, or if you want to go to a mean or some other place, you know. But all these are mental. So in your present day daily need, you know your destinations of the physical body and maybe some of your desires, and also you know about your minds, is it not? But what about your ego? Well, you sleep tonight, find out your ego,